Many moms make sacrifices for their children. And for immigrants, that may mean moving to the United States to fulfill the American dream. But for one mom, that wasn't true. Radioactive's Radiate Debuba has the story.
For my mom, the American dream was kind of an American nightmare. Contrary to popular belief, some immigrants, like my mom, lived comfortably in their home countries.
We had many maids. My siblings and I hyper-focused on our schoolwork.
That's my mom, Aksumay Gebregiorgis. Throughout this story, you're going to hear her speaking Amharic. She knows how to speak English, but felt more comfortable speaking in her native language. We'll find out why a little later. My mom was born in Ethiopia and lived in the capital, Addis Ababa. She is one of eight kids and had a tight-knit family. Her family owned a jewelry business, and after graduating from college and traveling the world, she and her siblings took over. My mom was an international buyer and saleswoman for luxury brands such as Bulgari in Italy and traveled throughout Europe.
I went abroad for vacation at least twice a year. I shopped for clothing exclusively in Europe and to bring jewelry and items for the company, as well as my family. I traveled to places like Italy, Switzerland, and Dubai constantly.
My mom met my dad at 26, and that's when her life began to change. After my parents got married, they started to build a family and had two children. But my dad split time between the U.S. and Ethiopia. He traveled globally with my mom and proposed moving to America. My mom wasn't as excited at the thought of the move, but she decided to prioritize her growing family above all else. Even if that meant moving away from her country and losing her status, her job, and the lifestyle she loved, along with her best friends and parents.
In Ethiopia, we make a point to be close. Everyone knows everyone's phone numbers. I even memorized all my friends' and family's license plate numbers for safety.
When she arrived in Seattle, she felt hurt by the notorious Seattle freeze.
In Ethiopia, your neighbors are instantly much warmer. They invite you to dinner and gatherings with their families, no question.
She grew up multilingual, speaking languages from her travels such as French, Italian, English, and Swedish. But American English pronunciation and slang became too much for her to keep up with, and she grew tired of being misunderstood.
I was taught Italian in school. I was taught French in school. I could travel to those places and communicate well. But I lost confidence communicating in English the American way.
Longing for respect, she went back to school again to get her bachelor's degree in computer science. She was ready to feel valuable again in her new home. When she graduated, she struggled standing out to tech companies as an older woman of color in a field dominated by men.
And they know it's very competitive.
One thing, it's very competitive. Competitive, you want to be permanent or no. And another thing, I was older when I immigrated, and I saw the unliking of that from recruiters. I wasn't their first pick, and I caught on to that.
After all her hard work and multiple interviews, she was unable to find a job. My mom slowly began to isolate herself from the society she felt didn't appreciate or understand her. She didn't care to socialize. She was only here for her family.
Once my youngest is settled into her life, then I will retire in Ethiopia.
America has never felt like home to her. It can never replace Ethiopia in her eyes. She may never have the American dream, but she has an Ethiopian one, and she'll get back to it eventually. For Radioactive, I'm Radiate Debuba.